The Skategate controversy from the Winter Olympics took a stunning turn today. James Comey, the U.S. attorney in New York, announced that a reputed Russian crime boss has been charged with scheming to fix two skating events.
That complaint alleges that the long arm of Russian organized crime reached across the globe this past February and into Salt Lake City with a pair of fixes for the Winter Olympics.
NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman joins us now. Well, this is news. Tell us what happened today.
This is something, isn't it, Susan?
Yeah.
Italian authorities arrested Alimzan Toktakunov and charged him with, among other things, conspiracy to commit bribery relating to sporting contests. Now, this is a person, a figure that that FBI and law enforcement officials have been looking at for over a year, and they have suspicions that he's been involved in drug distribution, illegal arms sales. Someone even said that he tried to fix beauty pageants in Moscow in the 1990s. So they arrested him and charged him with attempting to fix two events at the Salt Lake City Games, the pairs event, which we all heard about during in February, mm-hmm. and the ice dancing event, and apparently put pressure on the French judge to vote for a Russian pair in the pairs event in exchange. The French team in the ice dancing would get support from a Russian judge.
Mm-hmm. Well, what is the significance of this arrest, Tom?
Well, up until today, everyone had believed that this infamous skating scandal was just another problem with judging irregularities in figure skating, which we've heard about over the years. The whole emotional saga of the French judge Marie-Rene Lagunia, mm-hmm. as I just mentioned, the quid pro quo. We thought that was all just kind of the infighting in figure skating. But now, as the U.S. attorney said today, it seems the long arm of organized crime may have reached into the Olympics.
Well, were there any warnings or glimmerings of this? Any hint that maybe organized crime was possibly, allegedly involved in trying to fix how things turned out?
There really hadn't been, at least not for public consumption, in all the coverage of the event. And I was there with my colleagues covering it, and mm-hmm. then the scandal which blew up, and then the investigation, and then the judge and the French skating official were suspended for 3 years. In all of that, there was no mention of this. However, an official with the Utah U.S. Attorney's Office said today that the FBI did begin probing rumors of a fix and the involvement of organized crime even before the games ended. Uh-huh. And as a matter of fact, the name of the suspect, Alimzan Toktakunov, uh-huh. apparently came up even before the games ended. He was not in Salt Lake City, but apparently the FBI had been motivated by, quote, a curious set of circumstances.
Mm. So what's the next step?
Well, U.S. officials are going to seek extradition of Mr. Toktakunov, which may be a lengthy process. Apparently, it takes 45 days just to get the request paperwork done. And then it could take up to 6 months to get Mr. Toktakunov extradited from Italy. But in the meantime, authorities say there were others involved, and they will continue the investigation aggressively, and then others will be brought to justice in this case.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to damage the Olympics? Tom?
That's a good question. I mean, the scandal itself damaged the Olympics, it was quickly put to rest by the head of the International Olympic Committee by awarding the second gold medal to the Canadian team in the pairs event. That caused a lot of controversy, but it things died down immediately, at least. That definitely tarnished the Olympics. This opens a whole new can of worms. We're still trying to get word on whether organized crime has been involved in Olympic competition in the past. Certainly scandals have been part of the Olympics. We don't know if the mob, either international or domestic, has ever been involved with this. But the Olympics ultimately are about purity, mm-hmm. and certainly some people say, well, this is the height of impurity.
Wow. Thanks very much, NPR's Tom Goldman.
My pleasure.